Would you pray with me, please? Gracious God, as we turn to your word for us, may your spirit rest upon us. Help us to be steadfast in our hearing, in our speaking, in our believing, and in our living. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture this morning introduces us to Matthias. Matthias is not one of those disciples that we hear much about, except for how he was chosen. After Jesus' resurrection and ascension, Luke, who was the author of the book of Acts, tells us that the disciples were gathered together in Jerusalem. Not just the 12, 120 followers of Christ were all gathered there together. And they were waiting because Jesus told them to wait. They were waiting for what's next. They didn't know. But their group, the 12, were incomplete. And they felt the hole that was left by Judas's betrayal and his disgraced death. They feel the absence of their beloved Jesus. Meanwhile, they've gathered together in another or the same upper room, following Jesus' instruction to remain in the city and wait. For the disciples, this is an interim time. It's the time between the ascension and Pentecost. And this is my tie-in for Mother's Day. It's kind of like being pregnant. You know something wonderful is going to happen, but there's a good bit of fear and uncertainty involved. As the disciples await this new beginning, they wonder, what shape will it take? They're brimming with hope and expectation. It's a time for prayer. It's a time for worship. It's a time for sharing stories about Jesus, for teaching, and for learning. It's a time about remembering. It's a time about looking forward. It's a time for discerning how God is leading them into the future. As their numbers grow, it's time for discerning their collective gifts that God has given them for ministry. So does any of this sound familiar? I hope so. I hope this description of what the disciples were feeling after Judas and Jesus left them also describes what you are feeling here at Mingus View Presbyterian Church. Your longtime pastor, Reverend Lloyd Evans, retired after a lengthy and robust career. You are waiting for a new beginning. It's a time for sharing stories of Jesus, for teaching, and for learning. It's a time for remembering and for looking forward. It's a time for discerning how God is leading you into the future. And my prayer is that you too are brimming with hope and expectation for what God has for you next. For the disciples in this interim time between Ascension and Pentecost, the early church goes through a call process because Judas's death created an apostolic vacancy, that is, a vacancy within those 12 apostles. Instead of 12, there were only 11. This call process is spirit-led and spirit-driven. They prayerfully select two candidates from among the community of those who had been following Jesus from the very beginning. Their names were Eustace and Matthias. And next, they draw lots, and Matthias is chosen. The call involves both community discernment and Spirit-led action. Both are so important. The Spirit involves the community of faithful in that process. The community doesn't act on its own apart from the Spirit's direction. There is no campaigning. They consider whose gifts might best equip them for this ministry. They don't just ask for volunteers and accept the first person to offer. They didn't choose on the basis of popularity or influence. This is more than a human election. It is a divine call. It isn't a matter of luck. It's not chance. It wasn't a random choice. The process of casting lots was understood to be a way of discerning God's will. Matthias's selection as the new 12th apostle is truly a call from God. In that way, Matthias becomes a model for us. Except for the part about casting lots, this call process for the Presbyterian Church is really quite similar. The church doesn't act on its own apart from the Spirit's direction. There is no campaigning. The church considers the gifts of who would best equip them for this ministry that is to come. We don't ask for volunteers and accept the first one to offer. We don't choose on the basis of popularity or influence. This is more than a human election. It is a divine call. That is so important to remember as we begin this process. We don't hear much about Matthias after this. Like the majority of the other apostles, Matthias carries out his ministry away from the limelight in relative anonymity in comparison to people like Peter and James and John. Yet even though he had been present from the very beginning, without the kind of recognition the 12 received, Matthias was not an insignificant bystander. Matthias becomes one of the countless faithful of generations of servants of God. Even as he is numbered among the 12, he becomes one of many who proclaim the gospel and work in God's vineyard. Matthias has been called by God to use his gifts in service. Even though we don't know the specifics of his story of ministry, he was called to continue Jesus's teaching and fellowship and prayer. Matthias was called to bring healing, to proclaim justice, to feed others in Christ's name. Ministry happens through him, but it wasn't about him. And then comes the other guy, Eustace. He was the one not chosen. He too had been present from the very beginning. All we know about him is his name. Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Eustace. Even though he wasn't numbered among the 12, he was numbered among the faithful. The book of Acts does that. It keeps telling us stories of outsiders coming in and insiders going out. In the next chapter, the Spirit propels all the disciples out at Pentecost to share the good news, speaking in languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And later, in Acts, there's Saul, the persecutor of the church, who was transformed into Paul, a minister of the gospel. All of these people respond to God's call to ministry. Matthias, Eustace, Paul, and countless others, including the men and women whose names are not ever recorded. Whenever we think that we are on the sidelines, we remember the story of the call of Matthias. No matter who we are called by the Spirit in our baptism to live and function in vocation and service. God chooses us for service and vocation. So open your eyes to recognize your own gifts and be courageous to put them to use. Open your eyes to recognize the gifts in others. You have purpose. God doesn't waste anybody. By being chosen as the new 12th apostle, Matthias plays a role in the early church, in its preparation to be sent out in mission to the whole world. God uses Matthias in ways that he may have little understood or imagined. God also uses us in ways we can little imagine in order to do God's work in the world. Through the Spirit, we are called to ministry and mission. The Holy Spirit equips and sends us out in ministry, in mission. We are part of a community called to prayer and discernment. We are challenged to help each other identify our particular gifts and to encourage one another in ministry. Through the Spirit, God provides a Christian community with all the tools we need in doing God's mission. Sometimes the Spirit raises up leaders from within, like Matthias. Sometimes the Spirit brings them in from the outside, like Paul. And sometimes the Spirit calls forth from us gifts that we have not even realized that we have. And like Matthias and Eustace and countless others whose names we do not even know, we are called and blessed and sent to share the good news in Jesus. So let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Amen.